Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to meet Helen Dobra. Helen is a Bowen therapist from Grafton, is that right, Helen?
Yes, and Woolai. I live in Woolai and have a little practice here too.
Great. So now Grafton, for all those who don't know, where's Grafton?
Grafton is about 1 hour north of Coffs Harbour.
In New South Wales, yep.
Yeah, just a little bit west of the coast.
Okay. So what's it look like? Can you describe it for me as you look out your kitchen window?
Well, I'm in Woolai at the moment, but Grafton is where I have my clinic, and it's a beautiful country town. Yeah, it's about 40 minutes drive from where I live in a little fishing village of Woolai, kind of tucked away.
Right.
And there's a residence of about 200 people, so it's a sleepy village.
So it's a quiet town?
It's a really quiet town, yeah.
Okay. So you have your practices in Grafton, which is a bigger town?
Yeah.
It's still not enormous by urban standards, is it?
No, it's very small, and it's just surrounded by pretty much, it's all rural.
Beautiful. Sounds idyllic, actually.
It is. Very lucky.
Now, how long have you been doing Bowen therapy for, Helen?
I first started studying, I suppose, 10 years ago. So it's been, I've established my clinics probably at least 5 years now.
Great. So what did you do before you came to Bowen?
Well, I love the outdoors. So I suppose as a young person, I just wanted to work in the outdoors. So I did a science degree.
Yep.
And then from there, although I did want to go into natural therapy while I was young, but I was a bit too immature at that time and just wanted to work in the bush and thought that I'd do natural therapy later in life. And that later in life has come.
Right. So you've been on a bit of a journey, yeah?
I have. And I've done a lot of environmental education and worked a lot as an eco guide and did a lot of adventure activities, like as an outdoor wilderness guide, probably for about 10 years. And so my focus was a lot working in the outdoors and also worked at TAFE for a period teaching outdoor education and sort of ecotourism.
Oh, beautiful. So it sounds like you've had it would have been rather a wonderful job, wouldn't it? Guiding people through the native bush and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I must say that, yeah, I just love being in the bush, hence why I live in Woolai, just surrounded by a national park. And yeah, I think I fulfilled that part of myself to work in the outdoors. And I really love my work. And so the transition happened with natural therapy when I was 25 and I accidentally stumbled across it.
Was that Bowen or was it massage that you came to first? Or
I had a chronic, well, I noticed that I had, because I started wilderness programs at probably the age of about 14, I noticed that I had some back issues because I was carrying quite heavy packs.
Yep, a lot of hiking through the bush and that.
Yeah, so I'd go for, you know, sometimes 10 days at a time and we'd be carrying, you know, up to 20, you know, kilo packs. And I noticed that I had problems with my pelvis and a lot of back pain. And one day there was someone on the walk and he was a chiropractor. And he said, I think I know what's wrong with your back. And in front of everyone, he laid me down and did this like massive yanking of the leg procedure and gave me some relief. And from that time, I had just gone to chiropractors to help my back. And then I got into, I mean, I've done a lot of adventure things with, I was an ice climber and rock climber and cross-country skier. And then I went to the Himalayas when I was 25 and I was on an expedition of Annapurna 4. And during that period, I came back with really chronic back pain and I was going to see a chiropractor twice a week at that point.
Yep.
And that just persisted. I thought that I wouldn't be able to continue working as an outdoor guide because it was so debilitating. I discovered an osteopath and and seeing acupuncture. I went to doctors and they pretty much just gave me anti-inflammatories and painkillers. You know, to cut a long story short, I ended up doing work with national parks and changed from adventure guiding to dune rehabilitation with a group. I was a leader and I was in, again, chronic back pain, and one day just stumbled across, someone said, I've just done this course, Bowen therapy, do you want to give it a go? And I said, oh, sure. And I got on the table and thought, this is really weird. and then I got off the table, and in that instant, I just was so relieved. And I thought, oh my God, you know, I haven't been cracked, I haven't been crunched, and I just feel amazing. And it was like a light bulb moment. I just at that point knew that one day I was going to study this technique. It was great. Really profound experience. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you know, with all the people I talk to on the Bowen Buzz and a lot of students that learn, I often ask them how you got to this point. And it's either one of two ways. Either they've had an amazing experience themselves or somebody that they know have. You know what I mean? So it's often that way of, they get this profound result or this profound experience themselves and say, I've got to learn this. So you fall into that category.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
So you started learning, and who was your first teacher?
Ian Dixon was my first teacher in Canberra, and I travel up there, you know, every so often. I had two children at the time, so I was just sort of taking it slow and did all my practicals. And that was, about 10 years ago now.
Cool. Great. So you've been practicing for 10 years and enjoying that and building a practice in Grafton.
Yeah, I first started here in Woolleye, although yep. It's a really small town, just because I've got three young boys and thought I'd just start in the local village. And then from there, I set up a little clinic and it expanded into Yamba and then Grafton. And now I'm focusing all my energy and resources in the Grafton clinic.
Great. That's great. And do you have an area of expertise in your Bowen, Helen, or are you really broad? I'm sure you treat a really broad range, but is there an area that you really enjoy sort of working with or have a focus on?
It has changed over the years, and I think over time you change yourself as a therapist and then you attract certain clients. I mean, at first I think a large focus was I was going into sport, and yep. Because of my children playing soccer, I'd treat a lot of their friends and young people and getting good results. And so I really like the sports side of things, and I'd like to continue developing that because I feel that it's really underutilized in sport and, misunderstood, because I think the first thing people think about when they get an injury is go to the physio. And look, I think physios are wonderful and they have their expertise, but I really feel that there's certainly a niche for us there, particularly to balance the body quickly and then get it onto the rehab. And I think that we can work collaboratively with physiotherapists to get a better outcome. So I'm really pushing that side of things. But lately I've been working a lot with mothers. So it's sort of, and you know, their experiences and injuries. So it seems to change depending on where you're at in your life,
yeah,
and what you
great.
Seem to attract.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because we can treat such a broad range. It's one of the exciting things, isn't it? You know. Now, Helen, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today was some time ago, about 18 months ago, or it might have even been a bit longer for you, but you come up with an idea, or you had a conundrum, and yes. You thought, what's going on here? I say to people, I'm a Bowen therapist, and they say, what's that? And that bothered you.
I found that, like, particularly being in the country, that a lot of people seem to be focused on just going to the doctor and not seeking as much alternative therapy. And certainly a lot of people don't know what a Bowen therapist is. And I spend a lot of time explaining that. During my diploma, I did my research on sports Bowen, and then I did a survey and found that I rang a whole lot of businesses that were linked to sport, and I also rang a lot of talked to individuals and got them to do a survey. And I was quite alarmed at the results at that point. In the cities, I found that more people knew about Bowen, but in the country, it was even less. And it would be probably only about, you know, less than 20% or, you know, maybe even close to 15 people had just heard about Bowen in the cities. And it was even less than that in the country, maybe 5% had heard about it, let alone had ever tried it. So I was starting to get a little bit frustrated with my practice and just having to almost, you know, go through the explaining process. And I felt that I was convincing people that, you know, this was something to try. And yeah, I suppose in my clinic situation, I felt that I was spending a lot of time, you know, convincing and educating people and going into the public and talking to people and trying to convince them to give Bowen therapy a try. And from the results that I got in my diploma and from my experience in the clinic, I thought, and also talking to Tina Price, we'd often have conversations when I do training, you know, what are we doing about getting the word out there about, you know, Bowen therapy and having it more in the mainstream, that people would understand what it was and maybe seek that kind of treatment. So I'm in quite a fortunate position that my brother's a producer, and then sometimes, you know, he'd come and visit me, and he one day said, "Hey, why don't I do a trailer to help you with your website?" And I thought,
film producer and cameraman.
Yeah, so he's got his own business called Starmax Films, and he, you know, produces his own movies, and he does lots of work in that industry.
Yeah, so he came to do a trailer for your video, just for your advertising, for your personal advertising.
Yeah, well, it was kind of off the cuff. He just used a camera of mine, not a very good camera, and he said, "Helen, we've got half an hour, let's just do something." So I was very disorganized, and I thought, well, you know, I don't often have my brother here, I'll give it a go. So I did, and created this little trailer on my website, and I got really good feedback from it, even though I thought it wasn't very well done because I hadn't planned anything and I just talked off the cuff and didn't have a script or anything. And from there, one thing led to another. One day he was over and I just said, "Wouldn't it be awesome if we could make a Bowen therapy documentary?" And he said, "Wow, that sounds awesome." And this was a few months before I was going to do the specialist Bowen classes with Ozzie and Elaine.
Yep.
And I thought, why don't I come up with a proposal and kind of see what they say? And I talked to Tina about it, and Tina was excited about the idea. And then I put the proposal together and took it with me and had a chat with Ozzie at that point at the specialist Bowen classes. That was last year.
Right. So the first I heard about it was, it came to the AGM of the Bowen Training Australia and was brought up there. Yeah. So, and I mean, you know, there were a few people that were saying, well, really, you know, can we afford this and how can we do this and that sort of stuff. But I was quite taken with the idea, saying it's an opportunity and it's something that hasn't been done before. So I was really quietly excited about it right from the get-go, sort of thing. So I suppose I was in a position where I was at that time currently president of both organisations, the Bowen Association and Bowen Training Australia, at the same time. So it was might have been a bit fortuitous. But so let's go from there. So that was the instigation of, hey, how about we do a documentary on the life of Tom Bowen, or Bowen therapy in itself, so that people can know more about it. So that was, and the why was, what was your why? Why did you want it done?
The why was I just felt that there was a need to obviously creatively have something available for Bowen therapists so that we could just say, use it as, look, we'll go on this, go and check out this doco and it'll tell you all about it. And I thought that it would be a really good method to get it out into the public arena. Just have access to something like that as a marketing tool.
Yeah. And also then people would know more about it and it may even get onto mainstream television or something if it was done well enough, perhaps.
Yeah. And I had spoke with Ozzie, he was really excited about the idea when I was, you know, sort of talking to him during the specialist Bowen. And he said, you know, previously people have come up to us and they've asked us to do something like this, and we've said no. And the reason we've said no is that, you know, you have to be really careful that it can be taken on many angles and, you know, misconstrued, and all the hard work that we've done would be basically, you know, could have a negative effect for Bowen yep. Therapy, the whole organisation. And I really understood that. And I suppose the angle that I was coming from is that there's not really many opportunities that you get where you can work, where collaboratively I can work as a Bowen therapist with a producer to make sure that it's all running in accordance with what, you know, the organisation wants. I mean, and I knew that the conference was coming up and that it was a great opportunity to film a diverse array of experts in the field. And felt that I'm.
So this was this was the international conference in Cairns you're talking about that we had.
Yeah, that's right. And I knew that. I mean, people underestimate how time-consuming and how expensive filming is, because it's all the background work to actually make it happen. And if we miss that opportunity in Cairns, I felt that, you know, it's quite expensive to then try and go and get all these experts.
Yeah.
And yeah, all the background work that's necessary to do that.
Yeah, so it was a really good opportunity. It was great that we could actually make it happen, so we could get you guys up there to get a lot of that filming done. And because that was one of the big blocks. When people talk about making a film or hear about making a film, they think, oh, my God, this is going to cost a fortune and we haven't got that sort of money and it can't happen. But we've come up with the way that we think we can make it happen, haven't we?
Yeah, so it's been a step-by-step process, and rather than and we've sort of started with what we could afford and work small and trying to utilize those resources that we've got from the initial filming to build and actually create momentum and that it can happen and you can manifest and it'll all fall into place, I feel, with the vision.
I'm sure it will. If we can get that vision across to people. So we're going to be looking at launching a Kickstarter campaign, because one of the ways we can get this done is if all Bowen therapists in the world get an opportunity to contribute to the making of this film, isn't it? So if they can money towards the Kickstarter program through a crowdfunding program, then we can actually make this happen, can't we?
Yeah, and I believe that, you know, like we already individually, I spend a lot of money marketing. I mean, I use Facebook and I found that it is really effective. Only recently I started actually paying on Facebook. At first I thought, you know, this isn't worth it. But then I started getting clients from my paid Facebook marketing, and that was only been quite recent. And I feel that it's really beneficial for me because, as I said, I spend a lot of my time and resources trying to, you know, market and educate, so that if I have access to something like this, where if people are unsure, or it's very difficult to explain Bowen. I mean, even practitioners find it difficult to explain Bowen. I'm really fortunate I have a science background, so it enables me to communicate it from that perspective. And I just sometimes need the, for example, if you have a client that comes in and has a really good result, they're going to tell somebody else. And the thing is that often they may not explain it that well. The person's really just trusting that friend or contact that they've had this really good Bowen therapy experience. But if that person could go, hey, if you can jump on, there's this documentary and it'll tell you all about it, I think it will actually spread and people can be, you know, understand what Bowen therapy is about, rather than just like faith alone that this person, my friend, has told me that it's awesome and I'm going to go and try it based on that.
That's right.
If that other information's available and it's readily available, then it just makes the process a lot easier, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to get it done, as I said, if we can get, so it can benefit every Bowen therapist in the world once we get this done, because it will be available to every Bowen therapist in the world. So in some format, for their marketing or whatever. So really, if we think about how much money we do spend on advertising through our practices, or even if every Bowen therapist that finds out about this put in, or donated the value of one treatment per year, do you know, as if the value of one treatment, we get this done.
Yeah.
You know, it's so doable,
definitely.
And it could be such a great opportunity. So I suppose our call out, Helen, is to is to all the Bowen therapists and everybody who listens to this Bowen Buzz podcast to go to the crowdfunding site, which will be, you'll hear about it, no doubt. It'll be a Kickstarter program to get this film made. So we're really excited about launching this and getting it out there. So if you can get along and jump on the crowdfunding site when we get that organized, and we can let people know where it is, and I can put in the show notes on this, if you look down the show notes of this podcast, we'll have the link there to the crowdfunding site, so you can go on there. And you know, as I say in the promo, in part of the promo, that if we could, you know, if everybody gets behind this, it'll be a fantastic thing, knowing that you had a chance to tell the story. And it's so great that we can tell this story. I mean, Ozzy and Elaine aren't getting any younger. None of us are getting any younger, are we, Helen?
But no.
It's great to be able to tell this story with Ozzy and Elaine as we move forward. So that's really quite exciting. So what's your dream for this, Helen? What's your dream? So you come up with the idea. So what's the end dream? Yeah.
I suppose the dream is that it becomes more accepted in the public arena, and that people understand what Bowen therapy is. And also that I think we gain from this more resources so that we can really put into the research that's needed to back Bowen therapy. I think that really, because at the moment that's kind of limiting how we evolve, and I think putting some resources later as it expands, this is just a part of the Bowen therapy evolution, that we can put more of that into research and take us into the next the next step.
More recognition, research.
Yeah, more recognition.
That's right, and research, and the fact that when someone says what do you do, you say I'm a Bowen therapist, they go, oh, I've heard about Bowen therapy. Yeah, and you go, yes, rather than,
yeah, exactly.
What's that?
Yeah, that's something cool. To do with bones, usually.
That's right, bone therapy, that's right. Well, it's been great chatting with you, Helen. It's really exciting to have a chat with you, to find out where the whole instigation of this come from, and we're really looking forward to seeing it produced and getting it out there. So have a look in the show notes, find the Kickstarter link there so you can get on there and put your donation towards the production of this film. So thanks very much, Helen, for chatting with us today. And on behalf of the Bowen community worldwide, thanks very much for coming up with this idea and making it happen. And your passion really shows through in your voice. So I'm really excited to be working with you and having a chance to chat with you today on the Bowen Buzz.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Good on you, Helen. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.